Attention, please.
And hello, everybody. This is Adrienne Berg. This is a very special kind of show. You just heard the airplane sounds. We're going to be talking about navigating an airport. I know it is the most stressful thing that you do during your travels. And in fact, I've had a lot of people say to me that they don't travel anymore. Why? It's the airport. Let's get back to the airports, because there are some airports that really understand and feel your pain, and they are doing great work in helping you stress-free navigate that airport. And we have a variety of people here today from Sky Harbor, Phoenix Airport, telling us how they're doing it. And I hope others that deal with airports that can institute some of these fabulous programs. So I'm going to start with the person who is the superintendent of guests and employee experiences over at Sky Harbor. Her name is Misty Cisneros Contreras, and she's going to tell us a little bit about this program that they've instituted that's really such a model and an icon for all the other airports. So thank you for being with us today. Thank you for being with us, Misty, and tell us about the origin of this program.
Well, thank you for having me. Our Navigator Volunteer Program is a very successful opportunity for folks in the Valley to come and be involved and help with our brand of America's Friendliest Airport. We provide opportunities for volunteers to provide directions, answer questions, greet people, send them farewell on their trips. And the volunteer program actually started in the year 2000. So going on 23 years, just about.
Congratulations.
24, correction. And yeah, it's been very successful. We have a number of volunteers that have been with us for several years, others that have actually been with us since the very beginning. So there's a lot of longitude.
The background of the volunteers, because you know them well. Are they retired? Are they doing this while they're still working? Are they teaching, or did they have some airport experience?
Majority of our volunteers do come to us when they are at a point in their lives where they've already retired from their profession. However, we do have some that are currently working. You must be at least 18 years of age to volunteer with us. And the diverse backgrounds are just amazing to hear about. We have nurses, doctors, teachers, former pilots, airline attendants, judges, lawyers, you name it. Currently we have nearly 400 volunteers since the program started over, 24 years ago. We've certainly seen a number of different backgrounds come to be a part of our program. And with such unique backgrounds, they bring creative new ideas and outlooks and ideas on how we can continue to improve the program. The program is a commitment in that they volunteer 4 hours every week, the same 4 hours. So they work on a shift with a cohort of volunteers that they get to know. And then they'll come in, they interview, they train, they get mentored, and then they are constantly being educated on all of the changes. So the airport, one thing that is consistent about the airport is that it is always changing. And with that, we have to ensure that our volunteers always have the information so that way they can provide that to our customers. They are our friendly faces in purple out in the terminals, and customers recognize that and go to them asking their advice and their help.
Well, this sounds like a very rich, very rewarding program. And our research showed me that there's about 27 other airports, which is a small fraction of the airports in the United States. So I'm going to ask you before I go and speak to Jen Doherty, who is one of the volunteers, I'm going to ask you to make a pitch. So Misty, if you would make a pitch, you had all the airports in all the world right in front of you, you would want them to have such a program. What would be your pitch? What do you see is the real benefit of what you're doing with the Navigator program?
Having a volunteer program is a benefit not only to the airport and the customers that it serves, but it is an enriching and rewarding opportunity to give back to your community and to make a difference. For being an international airport, our volunteers sometimes are the first and last impression that many of our travelers have on the entrance and the exit from Arizona. So it is a great opportunity to get involved in your community, meet other people. And for the city of Phoenix, it's a great opportunity for these volunteers to come and be a part of something great.
Yeah, and it certainly helps an airport's brand. Sometimes airports don't think that there are choices, but travelers have choices. And one of those choices is to not use airlines. They have to understand that when it comes to the leisure traveler, they're making a compendium of choices. And if an airport gets too stressful, well, they can get there another way. I have a couple of questions for you. Do you sometimes experience joint pain or body pain? Do you worry that the airplane rides are too long for you because they really hurt? Or are you concerned that you cannot walk pain-free on some of those great tours you want to take? Well, as you know, the Ageless Traveler has curated several products that we think are great for travel, and they're unique. And this one is Intelligent Threads. It's t-shirts and socks and pants and even sheets. Stuff that you could take with you, use at home to be much more pain-free. It is a very unique technology that they use to weave their garments. And you'll find out all about it, how this technology works, and how it can improve not only your day-to-day life, but the ease with which you travel. Simply go to agelesstraveler.com and you will see exactly how to buy them, how to get your discounts because you are an Ageless Traveler, and what it can do for you. That's agelesstraveler.com. Travel products. Never stop traveling. So let's talk about what Misty said, how enriching the program is for the volunteer. Jan Darity, who is immersed in issues of dementia travel in her own business, which she'll tell you a little bit about, but we'll be speaking with her about that also as part of our Caregiver and Dementia Travel series. She happens to be a volunteer at Sky Harbor. So what's your experience been in your 4 hours every week as a volunteer?
Well, thanks for having me, Adrian. And it's really been a wonderful opportunity. I am a nurse, a practicing registered nurse with Advanced Preparation and Care of Older Adults. And I love to travel. And as I was looking for volunteer opportunities, I learned about the Navigator program through Misty. And for me, it's really been an extension of what I've been doing professionally for many, many years. And that is really helping people to minimize the confusion, if you will, that airports can bring in the added stress and be that friendly face and problem solver that travelers of all ages are really looking for to make the experience better and less stressful. So it's been really fun for me to learn a whole, you know, I know the ins and outs of healthcare, but to learn the ins and outs of air travel in an airport and the complexities has been really interesting, but I have to say, very rewarding as I come into the airport. Every week is different depending on where I'm at. And we meet all kinds of customers making their way through the airport, young and old. And to know that just in a matter of minutes, you can maybe take what has been a frustrating and bad experience and turn it around and make it feel better is just incredibly rewarding.
So you must have great stories. Inspiring stories, particularly since you deal with the dementia program and folks and caregivers and individuals who have extra stress in their travel. So tell us a story, something that inspired you or made you really feel like you're making a contribution.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, I'll tell you one scenario one day that happened that really solidified my idea about what I do is I was at an exit area for two of the very busiest airlines coming into Sky Harbor, Southwest and American. And there were some grandparents off to the side waiting for the family to arrive. And the little grandmother ran into her grandma's arms and knocked her on her fanny. And the whole family was just laughing. And as I watch this beautiful reunion, it reminds me that, you know, 80% of travel is to see family and friends. And yes. It was a reminder for me that we travel so that we can stay connected to the people and places we love.
And so I see that, you know, another challenging area that sometimes we'll find ourselves working with now is we have migrants making their way through. And, you know, we don't know what they've been through even to get to this point. And helping them is incredibly rewarding. Or we have a flight that comes in from Guadalajara daily, and the bulk of the passengers speak Spanish. And so the ability to help them navigate, to connect with their family, to get their ground transportation, just incredibly rewarding that you can see the stress just kind of melts away from them. And we all have experiences like that every single week.
Well, it's wonderful. Misty, I'm going to turn the tables a little bit. I'm very worried about the stress factor, particularly since COVID, and particularly for people over the age of 70. I'm over the age of 75. So to me, this program is literally a godsend. But you're also supervising employees. How does the customer, this is very interesting, how does the guest make the employees stressed? Because always part of the stress comes from the feelings that you get from employees that are stressed. What can we do? Turning the tables. What can we do as the traveler to reduce the stress of the employees that you see around you?
Well, that is a great question. So we do train our staff and encourage all of our airport stakeholders, because if you think about the airport is like the landlord, right? And we have a number of tenants and contract workers and airport stakeholders that all work at the airport. So we have this overall arching brand that we all strive for, which is being America's friendliest airport.
Right.
And we push out initiatives to ensure that everyone has the same baseline of training to fulfill that. Now, what we do see in regards to our frontline staff are at our information counters and ticket counters, things like that, we do see people who are stressed, who maybe they didn't allow enough time to take the SkyTrain, allow for traffic, allow for longer lines. So what the airport is constantly doing is looking at opportunities to make sure we communicate to customers about wait times, how to best utilize the airport. So my recommendation to customers would be utilize those resources. For example, did you know that you can actually book time to go through a checkpoint? No longer do you need to wait in line. You can simply say, you know what, my flight is leaving at 11 a.m. I'm going to schedule a time to go through the checkpoint at 9:30. And you don't wait but a few minutes to get through the checkpoint. Allow yourself that time. Maybe you don't make an appointment, but you're at home. And before you get in your car to come to the airport, you can go on the website or on your phone and access the website and see what the current wait times are. You can be monitoring that while you're getting ready and loading your car or getting your Uber to get to the airport. So utilize those resources. We're constantly pushing out messages on our social media and our website saying, here's what locals need to know when they travel through Sky Harbor. Maybe not pull in through the terminal, but drop off your guests that are flying out at the 44th Street station and have them take the SkyTrain in. You're going to bypass so much traffic and ease the roadways up just a little bit.
So this is wonderful. So in other words, reduce your own stress by taking advantage of everything that Sky Harbor and any other airport has to offer. And that reduces all the stress around you. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Answer. Beautiful. Now, Jan, I want to do the same thing with you. As you say, you're immersed not just in the stress of a normal, regular traveler, but somebody that might have dementia, somebody that might be traveling with a care recipient. What would you tell them? What would you tell that sort of traveler to reduce their own stress and the stress all around them?
Yeah, so I'm going to, I think, build on what Misty has said. One of the things that I try to do is really educate caregivers on how they can be best prepared to navigate through the airport. Because if they're stressed, the person they're supporting during travel, particularly the person living with dementia, we're going to see their stress level, anxiety, and agitation go up. And so, you know, a lot is teaching folks to look at the airport website where you're departing, where you're connecting, and where you're arriving. So you really have a sense of what the layout is, that you are giving yourself enough time, not an overabundance of times, because we know that the crowds in the airports across the nation are significant, unless you're in a small little regional airport, and that you see where quiet spaces are so that you know how to take care of yourself, that you know how to work with TSA in advance through the TSA Cares program so that they can have some more gentle kind of approaches to making their way through the security process, which we know is by far the most stressful checkpoint, if you will, within the airport. And then, you know, taking advantage of quiet spaces that are in the airport, taking advantage of early boarding, that sort of thing. So as a caregiver thinks about taking care of themselves and all the planning that they do in day to day, now we're just pushing the planning out to, let's look at these airports. What do they look like? What are the services that you have the opportunity to take care of? And, you know, at Sky Harbor, we're so fortunate that Misty and her team have created a variety of programs that really help these caregivers navigate, which means the person they're supporting is a lot less stressed as well. The final thing is just keeping that smile on your face. So that smile just changes our whole disposition. So even in frustration, if we can just kind of smile through it, push through it, that caregiver is going to be much more relaxed.
So that's, again, a beautiful answer. We're going to conclude with a question from Misty that builds on my philosophy. I happen to love airports. An airport for me is a place of excitement. I even like to watch as the signs change, the different places that they go. I get excited. Oh, I'm going to go there one day. But to me, an airport is not just transportation. It's also a place. And often the place has art. Often the place has food. And so there's really no need to be a last minute Johnny and stress yourself. So I'm going to throw this to you on your airport, Sky Harbor. It has some fun things there. So tell us a little bit about other programs and things that people can see actually at the airport if they come a little bit early before their flight to de-stress everybody.
Well, absolutely. Well, in Terminal 3, if you are traveling as a family with young children, there is a play area or Play Aviation Park, which has a little tower and airplane. We also do a lot of campaigns and work with our Navigator Buddy program. These are our furry four-legged friends that work just like our Navigator volunteers. However, they do two-hour shifts every week. And you can engage with our Navigator Buddies. They're the only dogs that are at Sky Harbor that their sole purpose for being there is to be petted and engage with passengers. We also have things like various campaigns that we do around holidays where we'll go out and do giveaways. We like to surprise customers and do lots of fun things like pass out chapsticks. And for Valentine's Day, we had a heart, you can't spell heart without the art event, where you could come by and make a Valentine, receive chocolate, and visit our museum. As you mentioned, we have a fantastic museum with exhibits at all the terminals, as well as our rental car center. We have art incorporated into the floor, into the ceilings, all around you, as well as walking tours. There's actually a trail that you can walk, and we've got a map. If you arrive really early and you like to get some steps in before a long flight, there's a trail that you can walk and get your steps in. We also have live music every Thursday, local artists, and we highlight different genres every month. So as you said, there's so much to do at the airport, even pre-security. It's amazing when you see elementary schools come and enjoy the art, maybe grab lunch, watch the planes. We also offer tours of the various things that we do at the airport. There are sustainability tours to learn about all the things that we're doing to try to make our planet a little bit more green. So there's something for everyone. You just have to seek it out. And I highly recommend visiting the website before you travel through Sky Harbor, because it's not just going to tell you about where you need to go or what time your flight is going to arrive. It will tell you about all these resources and how to access them as well.
So this is wonderful. And I'll stop with this. We actually have online, and we offer to everybody in our salon, exercises, unobtrusive exercises that you don't need any equipment for, so that you go to the airport a little earlier and you can do your exercises. You can feel great. And it's by a special mature fitness coach who works with travelers. So there's no end to how you can de-stress yourself. And when you do that, you're de-stressing everybody around you. So thank you so much for this. We're going to go on to another one of our wonderful volunteers over at Sky Harbor, who was the one who told me about this great program. And really, keep it up. It is just terrific. Thank you both so much for being with us. Aging is dynamic. And sometimes there is a change in your life. You might find yourself with mild dementia or certain mobility issues. You may find yourself a caregiver to people and you have responsibilities to them, and they have mild cognitive issues or mobility issues. And yet you want to travel. You want to travel if you yourself are in that position, or if you're a caregiver to someone, perhaps on your own, or you want to travel with them. So how do you make those arrangements? Well, it's not so easy. But you can find the right type of holiday for you, get the optimal choice of travel for you, you can get all the specific support you need, and you can manage the most wonderful trips of your lifetime. How to do that? Well, you need a consultant. And that consultant we bring to you. Her name is Dr. Carol Sargent. She's on our advisory board. She's the most wonderful lady to talk to, that I can assure you. And you can get all the information about her and access her at The Ageless Traveler. Yes, it's agelesstraveler.com. Travel products. At the end of all of our discussions, I ask you to support us, and it is so easy. Just go to agelesstraveler.com, become a Facebook Salon member. It is absolutely free. You can also look at our YouTube channel and subscribe to that. Go to any of the places where you listen to this podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple, or any other, and give us a terrific rating. This is Adrienne Berg saying, never stop traveling.